Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Roads are still damp this morning. Coming up, I'm going to explain when the system will move out and allow us to see sunshine.
Durham police are seeing a rise in violent crime involving young people. Law enforcement searching for answers after a 12-year-old is shot in the latest crime.
And a history-making night at the 95th Academy Awards, the emotional acceptance speech given by Best Actress winner Michelle Yeoh and her message to fellow actresses in Hollywood.
And we now know all the matchups for March Madness, where and when our local teams are playing as they start the drive for a championship. But first, we want to say good morning to you. We know you probably stayed up late watching the Oscars. We have full coverage, as you heard Ken talk about. But first, we want to say good morning and thanks for joining us here on WRAL News. I'm Chris Lovingood.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this Monday. We're experiencing a little March Madness with our weather. Today will be a little warmer. We'll actually get into the 50s, but it's going to be some cold nights. Meteorologist Peta Shearwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking our wacky weather.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about here. And first, I'm going to start with the mist and drizzle that we're still seeing for this morning on our dual Doppler 5000. It's really hard to pick up just because the particles of mist and drizzle is just so fine, but it's still out there, and I expect it to stick with us within the next hour or so. That is going to move out, and then we're going to watch for fog to develop late morning. But the thing is that is not going to stick around for too long because sunshine is going to be moving in. All of our clouds will be racing out as we head throughout the day. So do plan for a warmer day with that sun helping us to warm up into the upper 50s. We are looking live right now at Wilson at the Whirly Gigs, and you can see a little bit of activity going on there with the wind, but plan for some wet roads as you head out this morning and walking the dog. It'll be a good idea to grab the hoodie. It's 41 degrees outside in the Triangle, 34 in Roxborough. And come this afternoon, we're heading into the 50s, likely to see 52 by 12 o'clock, and then 57 will be our afternoon high. Once we head into tonight, we're talking about a freeze warning. Coming up, I'm going to explain how low our temperatures will get by tonight, Brian.
All right, Pete, it is now 6:01 on the dot, and I just confirmed with Raleigh 911, they do have crews out there at that crash on Highway 55 at Holland Road. This is between Fuquay Varina and Anger, just north of the Wake-Harnett County line. Zooming in a little closer there, here is the Holland Road intersection. You can see some delays showing up on the sensors there on 55. That reportedly is a crash with injury, so it may be a little while before it's all cleared up. Looking good on major routes right now around the Triangle, all clear on I-40 through Wake, Durham, and also in Orange County. We are looking at damp roads this morning, so you do need to slow down as you head out. Peta and I will be back with another live update in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thank you. Hollywood's biggest night turned out to be an even bigger night for the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once. The sci-fi action film swept all the major categories all at once, winning 7 Oscars at last night's awards ceremony. WRAL's Ken Smith is here with some key moments you may have missed if you went to bed early. Ken.
You know, Renee, the night belonged to Everything Everywhere All at Once. Host Jimmy Kimmel set the stage early, making jokes about the slap heard and seen around the world. But this time, the Oscars were drama-free. Really, the drama was in the emotion of the night, particularly when longtime Asian American actors were recognized for their work in major categories. One acceptance speech people are talking about this morning is the one given by Michelle Yeoh, who won Best Actress for her role in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
For all the little boys and girls who look like me watching tonight, this is a beacon of hope and possibilities. This is proof that dreams dream big and dreams do come true. And ladies, don't let anybody tell you you are ever past your prime. Never give up.
Oh, brought tears to everybody's eyes, right? As a little girl, by the way, she actually studied to become a ballet dancer. And also, you've seen her in a number of action films like the James Bond movie from 1997, Tomorrow Never Dies. Well, she admits she has no formal martial arts training. Well, you know, other poignant moments people are talking about is a very emotional John Travolta introducing Lenny Kravitz, who performed during the In Memoriam segment. Travolta paid tribute to the late Olivia Newton-John. They shared the stage with Grease and were dear friends. And Renee, it's so good to see people like Michelle Yeoh win Hollywood's top honors.
Well, it's just been incredible to see her work finally get validated. She's been in the movies for decades. At age 60, she gets her Oscar. Jamie Lee Curtis, at age 64, wins her first Oscar. So, yes, ladies, do not let anyone tell you you are past your prime. The best days are ahead. What a great message.
Well said.
All right, I want to bring it back to our local coverage here as Durham police are searching for answers after a 12-year-old girl was shot outside a local business. It comes as the city grapples with a rise in violence involving children. WREL's Laura Levine joins us live from the Durham Police Department. And Laura, this is just a trend the police chief has been warning about.
She has. It is very concerning, Chris. This is the eighth juvenile this year who has been shot here in Durham this morning. Now, investigators turning their attention to searching for the person responsible and what led up to the shooting. Let's bring you to some of that video from yesterday afternoon where several police officers and investigators were on the scene for hours. DPD actually learned about the shooting through a shot spotter alert just before 2:30 yesterday afternoon. Neighbors in the area said the shooting started when several kids left a smoke shop. The 12-year-old was shot outside that business near South Street and Enterprise Street. She then ran down the street and collapsed at an empty lot where police found her. DPD then went to another scene at the intersection of Scout Drive and Lodge Street, where they spent hours searching a house near that intersection. Now, that girl was taken to a local hospital. At last check, she was there with very serious life-threatening injuries. Right now, there is no word yet from police on whether or not they have a suspect in custody. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Durham.
Thank you, Laura. And we're also following this breaking story. A man was seriously hurt after being hit by a car in Raleigh. That happened around 2 o'clock this morning on Coleman Street. The man who was hit was taken to the hospital, and police have not said if the driver will face any charges in this. And WREL is working to learn more about a crash this morning on Navajo Drive in Raleigh. That's just off Wake Forest Road, north of the Beltline, if you're familiar. The WREL breaking news tracker was there around 2:30 this morning after a van crashed into a line of parked cars in the street. You can see the damage right there to one vehicle, and it's actually been caused to several vehicles involved in this.
New developments this morning after the biggest bank collapse since the 2008 crisis. HSBC announced after 3 this morning it will take over the UK's branch of Silicon Valley Bank. It's another step to avert a potential financial crisis. In the U.S., the Federal Reserve meets today to discuss the next steps for the bank. This comes hours after the Biden administration assured everyone with money in that bank will have access to it today. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government will not bail out the bank, but will make sure people do not lose their money.
I can't really provide further details at this time, but what I do want to do is emphasize that the American banking system is really safe and well capitalized. It's resilient.
Silicon Valley Bank failed on Friday as people rushed to get their money out. And then yesterday, regulators closed another bank that's at risk, Signature Bank of New York. President Biden plans to address the banking situation today.
New in the Live Center, we have new gas prices coming from AAA. That report just being released showing what gas prices in North Carolina, the average, are looking like. Take a look here. This is $3.25 a gallon that we are currently at. And if you were to look a week ago, you can see that we were at $3.13 a gallon. So we're basically right back to where we started, though, about a month ago, that $3.25. So as we notice the gas prices declining at first and then starting to pick back up within the last couple of weeks. This is all because of the fluctuating oil prices that we have seen increasing at the pump amid tighter supply is what AAA is reporting. And they say that this should not last long, though. They are expecting it to actually go down a little bit. They said as the demand and the global cost of oil have fallen recently that we should be able to see these fall down soon. When that will happen, though, is still the question. So we'll have to keep monitoring. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Naya. We are working to learn more about what led up to a shooting in Raleigh. That happened yesterday, 1 o'clock in the morning near Glasscock Street and North King Charles Road. The WREL breaking news tracker arrived to find the intersection closed and crime scene tape around the block. And WREL is just trying to get more information from police on this, and we'll update you as we learn more.
Tomorrow, the Senate is expected to hold the first of two floor votes on the Medicaid expansion deal. Once it passes the Senate, it only needs a single House vote to be on its way to Governor Roy Cooper's desk. That could happen by the end of this week. Even if it's signed into law, Medicaid expansion would have to wait on the state budget to be passed, which could be months away.
President Biden will meet in California with two of our country's closest allies. The president will announce a deal with the prime ministers of Australia and the UK to buy nuclear-powered submarines made in the U.S. This comes after 18 months of talk and is in response to concerns about China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific region. President Biden will be out west through Wednesday with a stop in Nevada. And tonight on NBC Nightly News, Lester Holt sits down for an exclusive interview with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. It'll be Sunak's first U.S. interview since being appointed last fall.
The NCAA men's tournament bracket is set, and both Duke and NC State are going to the big dance. Unfortunately for Tar Heel fans, UNC is not. Carolina, the first team to be ranked preseason number one and not make the tournament since it expanded to the field of 64 in 1985. UNC also turned down an invitation to the NIT, so their season is over. The Blue Devils are fresh from their ACC championship win Saturday night. The Wolfpack fell to Clemson in the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament. Number 5 seed Duke will play number 12 Oral Roberts on Thursday in Orlando. And number 11 NC State will play number 6 Creighton on Friday in Denver.
All three ACC teams from the Triangle will be part of the NCAA's women's tournament. Duke is a 3 seed in the tournament, with the Blue Devils hosting first and second round games at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Their first game will be against 14 seed Iona on Saturday. UNC got a 6 seed in the tournament. The Tar Heels will open play Saturday in Columbus against the winner of a play-in game between Purdue and St. John's. And NC State is a 7 seed. The Wolfpack will play 10 seed Princeton in the first round on Friday in Salt Lake City.
A warning about a popular travel destination for spring break. The dangers you need to know about if you're heading to Mexico.
And frustration is growing among people in California after more than a week without power and freezing temperatures. Hear what they say their leaders dropped the ball on.
We're currently seeing mist and drizzle that will give way to fog into the mid-morning. We are going to warm up today into the 50s with some cold mornings ahead this week. Coming up, I'm going to outline the areas under a freeze watch and a freeze warning as we head into the next couple of days.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back, everyone. We are still dealing with the last bit of mist and drizzle this morning on our dual Doppler 5000. It's really hard to pick up, but we are still seeing some of those fine particles pop up. So heads up, heading out the door, you might need to use the windshield wipers maybe about 1 or 2 times with your drive in to work. As we take a live look at our WRAL studio tower here, you can see on our WRAL live cam network, we are getting some of those particles to pop up. It is really just very misty out there for this morning, and we expect that to clear out once we head into the 7 o'clock hour. It's currently 41 degrees in Raleigh and Durham, 43 in Fayetteville. A little bit mild this morning due to the cloud cover, but sunshine will move in later today in a high of 57.
6:14 right now. We still have this crash between Fuquay Varina and Anger on Highway 55 at Holland Road, and we are seeing some pretty heavy delays in that area in both directions. We'll take a closer look at those sensor readings coming up in just a few minutes. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're starting to pick up a little bit of a delay coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. About a 2-minute slowdown showing up right now, but once you get through that up toward Business 70 and beyond, it's a smooth ride through Raleigh on 40 westbound, Chris.
All right, thank you, Brian. A funeral is planned today for a Durham woman whose family says was a victim of domestic violence. Nicole Bullock will be laid to rest this afternoon. The mother of 5 died last Sunday at the Sonesta Select Hotel in South Durham. 33-year-old Rodney Crawford is charged with murder in her death, and court records show Bullock had an active domestic violence protective order against him and that he was on probation for assaulting Bullock in 2021.
It is spring break for some lucky folks. UNC, NC State, and Duke are among the schools that are off this week. This year, there are warnings about one popular travel destination. Texas state officials are urging Americans not to travel to Mexico. This new guidance comes after four Americans were kidnapped earlier this month, and there are reports of other Americans missing in Mexico. This morning on Today, what people who've already booked travel to Mexico should know.
The thing you should be aware of as a traveler is the soft vulnerability that exists in the airport to hotel transfer and reverse the hotel to airport transfer. So pay extra attention on the security of your transportation to and from.
You can hear more about this interview and more on the specific areas Americans are being asked to avoid. That's this morning on Today at 7, right after our newscast. Business is back to normal at a Vermont airport today after flights were grounded there for several hours because of a threat. A United Airlines flight from Newark was held on the tarmac at Burlington International Airport for several hours. Officials say about 20 minutes before the plane was due to land, a passenger found a note in the bathroom saying there was a bomb on board. A bomb squad did not find anything. No one was hurt.
Thousands of people in California without power for more than a week are questioning the efforts of local authorities. People in Nevada City near Lake Tahoe say county leaders told them to stock up on food and other supplies. However, they did not plow the roads until several days after the storm. These people are questioning the county's communication with power utility PG&E.
No signs of life from the state or the county, and yeah, there were lines down, but surely there must be some communication with PG&E that those lines aren't live.
People there are now bracing for rain and thunderstorms that are in the forecast through tomorrow night. Very different situation what we're tracking right here. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood is getting a look to get things started for you and look like you've got us going through what to expect at least through midnight.
Right. Midnight and into tomorrow morning, temperatures are going to get cold once again. We have a freeze warning in effect for all our counties across the Triangle and areas to the north. And that does include areas including Moore County, Durham County, and Granville County. Now, we're expecting those temperatures to get down into the 20s and lower 30s. That could impact any sensitive crops out there. Once we head into Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, we have a freeze watch in effect. Those temperatures, again, getting down into the mid-20s and lower 30s. If you do have any sensitive crops out there, now is the time to go over your plan to make sure those stay safe during the cold that we're expecting to move in for tonight and tomorrow night. We have 29 degrees for the low in Durham, 31 for the low in Raleigh, and 32 in Fayetteville tonight. We are going to see those cold temperatures develop, so much so that, it could impact some of the crops. And we're going to see several mornings of this. 31 Tuesday morning, 30 Wednesday morning, and 32 by Thursday morning. We are expecting our temperatures to remain below normal for this time of the year, especially in the mornings and afternoon as we head into the middle of the work week. That dip in the jet stream taking over, allowing us to stay on the cool side. But a ridge is going to develop, and we are going to see milder air build in, likely to see that develop by the end of the week, and we are going to see those temperatures warm into the 70s by St. Patrick's Day. As we take a live look at the WREL studio tower here, you can see on the camera lens, we are still getting some fine pockets of mist and drizzle to develop this morning. That is going to continue to race out of here, and I expect it to move out within the next hour or so. We're going to continue to watch that. But keep in mind, the clouds are thick this morning as well. Out the door, we are going to watch the potential for some fog to develop as we head into the mid and late morning. And then once we head into the afternoon lunchtime, we're going to see sunshine build in. We are expecting some of that sunshine to help us to warm up today, leading to temperatures in the 50s. A big difference from what we were dealing with yesterday. We saw those numbers in the 30s for much of the day. So we're going to get to 52 by 12 o'clock. 56 once we head into the 3 o'clock hour. We could squeeze out 57 for this afternoon with sunshine building in. And remember, we're going to stay on the chilly side over the next several days with those highs below normal for this time of the year. But we're going to jump into the 70s on Friday. 73 for the high, and then the front's going to move in. Bring rain and then cooler temperatures again. Brian?
It is 6:20 right now, PETA. We're still watching this crash between Fuquay Varina and Anger on Highway 55 at Holland Road, getting some new sensor data now. And as we zoom into that area, you can see some backups in both directions. It looks like that the crash itself may be at the intersection of Clayton Road more specifically, but that is not too far from the Holland Road intersection. Just need to allow that extra time as you head between Fuquay and Anger here for the next little while. Also, just getting reports of a minor crash in Rollsville at Young Street at Granite Falls Boulevard. This is a crash with property damage only. Not seeing big delays right now on this particular set of sensor data, but I have seen some other data in the past few minutes indicating there's a little bit of a slowdown as they work to get that cleared. Still looking for some damp conditions as you head out this morning with that mist and drizzle, and along and east of the I-95 corridor, that's where you're likely seeing the wettest roads. So just slow down as you head out.
Brian, thank you. The state Supreme Court could make moves this week that would have a big impact on future elections. The controversial voting rights cases justices are looking at again and what they could mean for 2024.
And oh, there is a lot to talk about after last night's Academy Awards. We'll talk about some of the stories that are generating the most buzz after the big show.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back with what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Fans of legendary actor Morgan Freeman got a surprise when he stepped out at the Oscars.
Yeah, Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending. Hey, Brian.
Indeed. The 85-year-old Freeman showed off a new bald look at the award show. There he is. Oh. Many people online said it caught them off guard because they've never seen him bald before. Fans especially were surprised because Freeman just posted a picture to Instagram a few days ago. There you see it over on the left with long gray dreads.
I love the dreads look. I saw that and I was like, wait, is that? Oh, okay, that's neat. So, I mean, the bald looks pretty good, but bald look looks pretty good too. I like that.
Yeah, he looks very elegant either way.
Yeah, he's getting ready for warmer weather.
It's the voice that's most iconic when it comes to Morgan Freeman anyway.
And not so much his looks.
That's true. Maybe the most meme-worthy part of Oscar night came from Andrew Garfield. The Spider-Man star gave this cheesy look to the camera during Jimmy Kimmel's monologue as the host pointed out people in the crowd who could protect him if anything like the slap happened again. And that goofy grin quickly went viral last night.
Yes, crystallized in a perfect meme for that. That just like a cringeworthy moment. But no one's talking about his hair, though. His hair's really poofy since we last saw him.
There's one person I know who it's. I have a friend that follows him, and just everything is all about Andrew Garfield on her Twitter account. So, Cassie, if you happen to be seeing this, I had to just bring that up. Big fan.
A lot of fans out there. Brian, thank you. Everyone's talking about which films took the top spots at this year's Oscars, but let's not forget about the Razzie Awards.
Yeah, this celebrates the worst performances and movies of the year. It's not nice, but it's tradition. The Marilyn Monroe film Blonde received the top dishonor, taking home Worst Picture as well as Worst Screenplay. Elvis also took home two Razzies for Tom Hanks as Worst Supporting Actor and Worst Screen Combo. But Hanks now joins the list of those who've won both a Razzie and an Oscar, including Eddie Redmayne, Halle Berry, Jared Leto, and Nicole Kidman.
We're still waking up to some very light showers this morning in the form of mist and drizzle. That will give way to areas of fog late morning and then a high of 57 today. But we have some cold mornings ahead down into the 30s. Coming up, I'm going to show you the areas under a freeze warning as we head into tonight.
This morning, we are live from Durham Police Headquarters, where police and investigators are looking for the person who shot a 12-year-old girl. Just ahead at 6:30, more on the disturbing trend of crime involving young people.